this, probably the obvious to say, it gives this very comfortable, you say comfortable. In the space, they try to be together, but one must make one contact. Contact with this. The greatest lesson that has been taught to us is to forego your comfort, the comfort of others. A very small statement. But to forego your comfort for the comfort of others is very difficult. One has to understand that if you want to become Admi, insan, then you will not have any comfort at all. You will not have any comfort. Because if you're searching for comfort, then it will always be, you will not be satisfied. You will not be satisfied. Because you want it according to your expectations, you will make comfort. But if you forego your comfort, no matter what it is, then you will always be satisfied. And not only that, you will choose to see the other person more comfortable than you. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may not eat food, but you make sure the others eat food. You may not feel that you've got a blanket, but you will see others got a blanket. This quality is something which you have to have all the time. You can be very sick, but you should look at the comfort of the next person. If you are very sick at home, yet you can see that you look at the wife, are you comfortable or not? Because she's looking at your comfort. She's looking at your comfort. But you must show your comfort that you are your concern more of her comfort than your comfort. And that is most difficult. Like in the masjid here to now, you must look at the comfort of the next person, your comfort. Your comfort you need. But look at this person. Does he, what kind of comfort he needs? For example, I'm just telling you now. You've got people sitting in the kafia of different tabiats, different temperaments. If I'm feeling hot or I'm feeling cold, I must look for their comfort before my comfort. I'm going to look at their comfort before my comfort. So I'm here for 1-2 minutes, 1 hour, and I'm gone. They are the mehman of Allah Ta'ala. They're here all the time. I must see whether they are comfortable or not. Because now when you get visitors coming to your house, you want to see them comfortable. Is it the same comfort? If they're not comfortable, you feel uneasy. What's happening here? So when they are mehman of Allah Ta'ala, then now we must see how we can make them comfortable. Even if you have to forego all your comforts, then only you see what the benefit you derive, and that's called insan. Like you know, you stop parking car outside. You only look for your comfort and just park anyhow, you don't have to be. That is because you got no insanity. But if you're an insan, you say, look, I'm parking the car like this, but I must make sure that I must make the next person not get any discomfort at all. You come into the masjid to read namaz, you read namaz, you just park anyhow the car. That person getting takleef there, you're not even worried about it. Because why? You haven't got this fikr. The fikr must be there. If you have the fikr, you know, everything is fikr. Then you know this much, if I park my car like that, the person come out, He's going to get taklif. He didn't conserve his control. Nothing. No one of those things. And today in these days, we just say, you know, maaf, forgive me. That maaf is not a question. The taklif that you gave to us. He's not swearing you. He's not cursing you. But the harm you caused him, the comfort is not there. Like in the masjid you come to. Now you are a mutakatin. You must know how you must sit down. You must know you mustn't come in anyone's way. You must know where you must sit. You must not come in your own cubicle. You are there. You must know everything in order. I must not be listening. I mustn't be the next person taklif. This comfort thing is not just a small thing. Comfort is all the time you forego your comfort. If that person caused harm to you, but I'm going to give him comfort. If that person next door to you in your cubicle, he caused harm to you, but in return you make sure you give him those little bits of comfort. This is the sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not me, we try to say, it's the sunnah of the Nabi. One said, you must know how you park the car. One said, you know, when you bring your sandals also, you must know where you carry it. And some people got a habit of, you know, there's no place there, they take the sandal out and put there inside their own sandal. The discomfort they come. See, no one shows the importance of this thing. You can carry on talking everything. But how important it is too. Your kitab, how you keep it too. That you must know where it's supposed to be kept and be taken away from it. So, to show comfort to others and forego your comfort. Like we in namaz also. People come to the masjid to read namaz. The masjid is very big. It's so spacious. They will read namaz in a space where the person cannot walk there after two. He's reading namaz. He is happy that I'm reading namaz right in the front of the door and people can't walk past. Now these things, no one talking about it, but these are the most important things to make out a person, whether it's insan or insan. Person talks also. When he talks also, he must be careful when I'm talking. I must avert it when it's comfortable. Whether it's your wife at home, whether in the masjid also, whether in the bazaar also, whether you're talking non-Muslim with the Muslim, everyone, how you speak, the comfort of this person is so important. Like for example now, if you look at it very carefully, Mahazaji, he cannot take fan anything. He cannot take. But to comfort of others, he put a fan. Unko takleef na hona, milta takleef. Forgo your comfort. Just give an example. How they do. I must make sure that they are comfortable. In my comfort, not in mine. So this one statement of to forgo your comfort for the comfort of others is something which has to be in your life 24 hours. The ustads, they forego their comfort, the comfort of the student. If the student is a real student, and he comes and sit down by the ustad in all our times, and the ustad can see that this child has got the thing in him, he foregoes his food and everything there for the child. You see, that talab you have in you, the seeking that you have in you, brings that seeking the person from the opposite to. If you're a true seeker, then Allah Ta'ala puts in the person I'm to seek to the same. So now you came in to sit at the calf. You have to be a true seeker. What's my reason? What's my reason? I have come here to Islam because I'm going through some difficulties, some hardship I'm going through. That's why now I'm going to sit down at the calf. So that through that, you know, whatever difficulties or hardship it is, it'll go away. Allah decided to go away too. got a problem at home. The wife is giving you a hard time. You can't bear the situation there. She may tell you, please, you're going for itikaf also. And you too, you say, I'm going for itikaf because that is a matter of big problems. So you went to it. You went, you can't make itikaf. We are not here to read anyone's intention, but think good of everyone. But we have to remind people too. Now a person got a business now. He's in the business all the time. And he speaks to people business all the time speaking. 24/7 he's speaking on his business. His mind is only clicking on business. So he said, now let me come into the itikaf and sit on there. That habit can never change. That habit can never change. He may be in the masjid here, yeah, but he's not in the masjid. He still now is all the time is thinking of his business all the time, but he's away from it, but he's in the business. Like a person when he goes out of the masjid. See, they say the time came that you're making ibadat, but the ibadat is just ibadat. But the halal, the masjid is empty. The masjid is. They came to read namaz, but the masjid is empty. In other words, they're reading namaz, but they're not reading namaz. So likewise, they have to, a person may come for itikaf also. He may be sitting here, but he's not sitting here, he's somewhere else. So everything has got its way. So this saying, Hazrat Jihad, we should forego his comfort for other people. Everything must be kept in place, you park your car in the right place. You mustn't think that, you know what, I can go park my car anywhere, because I'm sorry. You have to see the comfort of this. Everyone's comforted. At home, the comfort of others will come. You want to eat certain time, they want to give you certain time, you must give your comfort, forget your comfort. You notice so many people, they got a certain time, and now the wife is telling you, Mother Mubarak, man, let me make an extra ibadat. That's a time you find that you'll be tested also. And when you go home then, and the food is not ready, you must forego your comfort for the comfort of the person. If you flare up and you lose yourself, you lost the day. But if you kept your heart and said, no, I kept your heart, I'll overlook it and put them underneath the ibadah and gave myself a day. You see, he's doing something. You see, he's in the ibadah. And I'm coming, I'm still very hungry, very, very hungry still, but I overlook my comfort. You see, the Buzugan is in, why they should keep fast? One is to keep fast in Ramadan, that is Faras. They should keep fast like that in this condition that they become like that, that they don't rely on anything of any kind. If it's not there, it's not there. If there, it's not there. In Suluk, this is the most important thing. In Suluk. You are taking the road to Suluk Allah Ta'ala. This is the most important. You do not know what is going to flare up. You do not know what is the meaning of being taklif anyone. And as far as possible, whatever you can do with your own hand, do it. Do not do that. Whatever you can do with your own hand, something different if you know you are sick. You are sick at home and you cannot do, that is something else. But if you are not sick, please learn as far as possible, do your own thing with your own hand. To do everything of your own, do not become dependent on anyone. Only ask that person who is sick, how much is dependent on you. Whatever you can do with your own hand, and they will try to become so independent to that extent that you don't worry your next person's you only concern the next person's comfort. You come in the house too, you do the right thing what you're supposed to do. Now when you come in the house, you don't know how you got the habit of just throwing your keys one side. And you throw the keys one side and you go away. And then you look out for the key and you go there, they're all scolding. Who is scolding? Bichari, what should we do? You do the wrong things. But if you got the comfort, then you keep it there. So the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, the house key is in the right pocket. Not left pocket. So concern about these things. If something is falling down from there, he should, if it doesn't belong to him, he would not touch it too. In a khanqa, no one got the right that anything falls down must pick it up. No one got the rights. Your thing, you pick it up and kill it. Wherever it's kept, there, you know how in Islam it is, but where the money is kept, there's some lost food, you just leave it there, the person can fetch it. When you see, in a masjid or somewhere, if someone left a parcel there, he left the parcel, what can it do with you? You just leave it there, the person can fetch his parcel. Likewise, everything is to be according to that. So at home, all the same thing too. She knows what she's doing, you know what you know. When you come home also, you must make sure that you keep your jacket in the right place. You keep your things in the right place. When Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in the last stages of his age, when he was going out and came out of the toilet, the moment he came out of the toilet, he felt unconscious. That can that he had in that auto fell down. And somehow he went to the bed. But when he's in bed, you know, when you got a habit of something, why that habit will always remain with you. The good habits. He thought to himself that I'm now in bed now with someone and go to toilet and look for the cat with the panic. He never called for anyone because in a very bad state he was at that time, of course. Somehow he got up, somehow gradually he got up and he made sure he got the cat in his place and get back. A Muslim, why? You don't make lot of nafil namaz. You may not make lot of kafar, nafil qaza, about fasting. But you got this in you. You're an admi. You're a insan. You can become a jannati very easily. You can come up everything very easy. Become insan is most difficult. With all the knowledge you can have in you, but to become insan, to forego your comfort for the comfort of this person. Mahasaji should emphasize on this so much. Forego your comfort. Your comfort, you want it like that. If that person's comfort is more important. If you only got that in us, whether it's a poor person or the rich person, a poor person comes to you to look for his comfort. Not that a rich person comes to look for his comfort and come a poor person to look for your comfort. Everyone is equal. You look for their comfort. Look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the rich people of Kufar came to meet him. And the one Sahabi was there. Although Nabi Karim's intent was very good. Very good. You cannot point a finger in Nabi Karim's intent. But Allah Ta'ala said to him, what you worried about those kuffar? Look at his comfort. Look at his. So we, his sunnah is teaching us everything. That we must look for that person's sunnah. If you are sleeping behind your neck in the afternoon, you're very tired. And while you're sleeping, someone knocks at the door. How would you respond? Your comfort is you want to sleep. I did not have a good sleep last night. I mean, you know, I went through this, I went through that. I went to sleep because of this, whatever it may be. But this person came to your door now. He knocked at the door. How did you respond to him? Did you forego your comfort for his comfort? Or did you take him to task? Or did you not take him to task? You took the wrong people to task. You're taking out your anger on others because of that person's wrong. It's not his wrong. Because you worried about your comfort. You worried about your comfort. You didn't realize. Many a time we are tested in this place. And we fail. Many a time. The know, Hazrat, you should tell us this incident of Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. And we all know what a great person he was. It's only, you know, for 40 years to be Isha and Fajr one wuzu. It is easy. And that means he only in the afternoon he has 40 wings. That will just relax the foot. Yet when that person came and asked him the question, knocked at the door, because he heard that there was no one more sabr, who has sabr than Imam Hanifa. So he wanted to test him. And it so happened that you know that incident is very easy. Everyone knows what incident. But why did my husband give us an incident? For what? When the Khan come and they give you this incident, for what they give you the incident? Is it just merely to listen to it? If you not implement it in your life, then what is the benefit? To show us this part. The look hug with all that is foregoing comfort. To that extent, that person asked him a question that was the most, you know, it was the most, you know, it's embarrassing. The question he asked was embarrassing. But how he answered him and kept his cool. Never told him a word. Gave you an answer of that kind. That an eye opener for the person who wants to make Islam. To want to make it Islam. Your Islam is this. Today, if a wife had to tell you something, because it rains your comfort, what you do to her? You break her down to the ground. If anyone else also, if your worker at work, in your offices too, they tell you something which you do not like, because it against your nature, you take him to task. Whether it is mistake, you can speak in the correct way. You can rectify him. Talk to him the manner he's supposed to be told. But no, you run him down completely. Failing to understand that your comfort, you were more concerned about why did he speak to me like that? Why did he speak to me like that? That why did he speak to me like that means your comfort. I'm not happy with it. So in every way of life, this is the most important thing which we have to bring to us. All the time, a small child will talk to you. When the child talks to you, anyhow to you, what do you have to do? It will learn how to behave with the child. He made a mistake, but you must not make a mistake. You have to comfort them. I know so many places when the child is crying all night, the father is comforting the child, he goes into a flare. He can't even look after one child or even after. So just that Allah Ta'ala put into my heart to say this thing, that we need to learn to forego our comfort. Forego whatever the comfort of this person. No matter in a masjid you are, no matter wherever you are. Especially this time, what I'm saying about when you sleep also, like after fijr also, the whole day, the whole night with ibadah, and after fijr to someone. My husband, Allahu Akbar. I know the food is there, but person came for help. He's sitting with him, not telling him, no, I'm sitting down, he'll come afterwards. But not the time to come. That is not the tariqah of the Muzukar al-Din. I'll forego my food. Sometimes the wives do not understand the situations. They do not understand. They tell you, what's wrong with you? You're just leaving the food and going to see that person. What does that really do? He may be needing something. Illness. One said, you get the wife, tell you. She tells you, hammers you left, right, and center. That these people don't know when they're coming. They say all kind of things. But you must be able to know how to tolerate those things. Every day she'll tell you. Then what is this? This is not a house. They tell you all kind of things. But you must know, you forego your comfort. You tell them your needs will come. My husband should sometimes, you know. What is eating was? What was he eating to? Allah. His eating was like not eating. His eating was like. He eats so little. When he came to South Africa also, what was he eating? Others should eat. His name, others gave. It does like that. He's only his name. But what he means, little bit. When you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there get other kind of food coming to you. Then you only eat that what is necessary, that's important. Now you and I will not do that. In Ramadan you will eat properly too. Your intention is right. Ya Allah, I'm eating properly, I'm getting strong to make iman. So I'm keeping fast or so that. Serious can be eat properly, who's still not able? But everything what is limits. So I'm trying to say how my husband should. At that time also when someone came, how we should just attend to the person without, and that person can take any amount of time, not that he's rushing to tell you that he's going now, like how we will do. And talking to him in a way that is very comfortable, and whatever problem he had, the problem is also gone, and he goes so happily. One day, my husband was in Vellum, and it so happened that one person from Komotipoort is very far, he's right over the boundaries. Whole day he traveled and came. When he came, it was evening, knocked at the door. Sometimes the hadith are problems, you know that. The big problem is the hadith. The Muslims don't know what's happening. When you become a khadim, you will be careful what you are, what kind of khadim you are. Rather don't become a khadim. Alhamdulillah, I stay for Hazrat so long, but I don't become a khadim. But I know I won't even to fulfill that what he wants. So one must I do something like that. If I press his legs, he's keeping quiet. You press his legs, he's keeping quiet. You're not telling him that the thief already. When you don't know how to press the leg, why are you pressing the legs? Everything, there's a way of doing it. So you going looking for your comfort, then you press Hazrat's legs, Hazrat is very happy, Hazrat is smiling, and not telling anything, all the time asking what he's going through. You tell him, please, well, if you can have it, then don't leave it alone. But it won't hurt your feelings. And that will forego your comfort. You won't hurt the feelings, no, no, he's limited. But you don't know what that thief is going through. So rather don't do his khidmat. You don't know how to do it. Rather take his duas. So the person came, knocked at the door. The khadim said, sorry, you can't see him now. He's not in a room there. Now you must know one thing, a person can travel in 16 hours or 14 hours or 15 hours by car. He came to meet this Muslim now. How much of, you know, what kind of thing he had. You see, when you come to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala protects you. Possibility if that person, you know, if he just said, you know, you can't see him, and if he went away, what was his situation, condition? Allah Ta'ala put into the heart of Hazrat Ji inside that there's someone waiting for you outside. And told that person, don't tell him to come inside. Marana, oh. So comfortable. Then he went. Where's our akhlaq? We're reading Quran all the time. We're making nafil namaz all the time. Where is our akhlaq? Where is it? You want everything on time. I want it like that. If it's not like that, I'm not prepared. Accept it. And here is this what you see. Anytime the door, Hazrat says, Darwaza khula hua hai. Some Budukan and even they should have people there. Mahazan is no one. The doors are open, you come anywhere you want. But one idiot came wrong time, one time. I say idiot, you know. Can a person come 2 o'clock in the morning, which is not important? When can a person come 2 o'clock in the morning, which is not important? If something important, you must come any time. The door is open for you. But it is not important to come say one dream. Is that the time to wake a person up 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock? But then you think, why did you come this time? Didn't fight with him like how you and I will fight. The way we will hurt that person, feeling that he'd be down. But told him, is this a time to come? Is this a time to come? I wish that, no, I hope whatever I'm saying, it can come in our lives. Because we are faced 24 hours in these kind of conditions. 24 hours. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, while he's sleeping, he hears about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, someone knocking at the door. Knocking. So he hears a person at the door who's sleeping there. He's calling him, he says, someone, I can hear someone. He opened the door, he says, here. Hazrat, Lady Kaina, she was a Taliz for Dardazah. Giving birth. Now that is necessary. That is important. But if you and I were there, come tomorrow morning. It's not the time to come. Don't even come near me too. My sleep is gone too. What things would say to come. Hazrat wo taweez ke liye aaye ki wo taweez. I have to make ghusl. And that too, first ghusl. First ghusl. He made ghusl. He made the taweez. Gave the taweez the comfort of the next person over your comfort. Forgo your comfort for the next comfort. He gave the taweez to the person. How happy been that person. Allah Ta'ala will help you. This is what is wanted from us. You can do all the good things you can do, just accept it, no problem. This is what we want. Never give that leave to anyone. Never give that leave to anyone, especially at home. Because you are facing a different situation there. She can tell you a million things, but you still be smiling. Because you don't know what she is going through. Because you're going through all this in this world. You're going to meet people. You're smiling. This person is talking. That person joking with this person. All of them. You are making all sentences. But if she has to tell you 1-2 words to, if you have to break, explode, or flare up, then these multis are not important for you. Your own child also, if he has to do something, how would you respond to that? Child was not your child. That child is the same. You respond the same way you must receive. Even Hazrat Bajan Rahmatullah, Hazrat's son, one son, was a bit rebellious, outspoken. I'm not saying disrespect, outspoken. Then in return, he should cry and say, why are you talking like that? You tell the other son, look how the brother is talking. Do the love that comfort is important. Comfort the people, see comfort. You know, I was driving, taking Hazrati to, taking him to Marisburg. I was driving. And Hazrati was sitting in the back. And all cramped up. So I think I told someone that, are you sitting in aram? Are you sitting in comfort? He said, is that the dil mein aram ho sab kuch hai? If your heart is in aram, But if you and I were like that, and we've been in a position to sit like that, we say, hey, you're not comfortable. Think of this insult that is. Here to show you to the concern, this person comfort, this person comfort. Allah. I didn't come with this intention to talk on this at all. Allah Ta'ala made me speak. Maybe there's something very good, important for all of us. By itself, it's important. Because how important is this that we should bring this condition to us? It must not be that, you know, you came here, you heard it, and it's gone. You left it. They say you come empty, you must go full. Mustn't be that you left it here and gone empty again. That means you heard it. The time went past, alhamdulillah, you heard something. But you're not. The most difficult thing to comfort is your family people. The family people in this sense, that they will cause harm to you. But you make sure you make comfort with them. They can cause harm to you, but you will not. One comfort is this, that you find people talking bad about the world among the family, and people talk bad about each other in front of you. To comfort them and say, no, they are not like that. That much you can say. That much you can say. If you're not going to meet anyone, but if you see someone talking bad about your own family person, the only way you can bring comfort in that is that they come to know that you're not talking bad again. They are not like that. They are. By you saying this much too, you are also making sure that person that you should not talk like that. You must bring that up. So Islam teaches us everything. Everyone, your mother also, if she tells you something to do wrong also, you make her feel comfortable, you don't follow her. You don't show disrespect. One is your obedience and don't your respect. So this is what we are lacking today. Allah Ta'ala amal kareem tawfiq naseeb. As I was mentioning last night, that tilawat the Quran is the greatest ibadat. Tilawat the Quran. Everything got is respect. You cannot just take the Quran and just open and just read. Before you think now, before what? One is to open the Quran and read, one is to show respect for the Quran. How much of respect you must put to the Quran? And we know this much, that a person who does not have time, he will only continue reading Quran all the time, continuously. And he does not have time to make dua. Whatever dua he make, Allah will give more than that. The respect Allah will give him for that person who is Quran is not that anything he has to do. He does not have to make dua at all, because he will be continuously making Quran Sharif tilawat all the time. Whatever he is, Allah give more than that. But remember, there's respect for that too. That is what I'm seeing that's not happening yet. Allah Ta'ala will not ask you how much you read. Allah Ta'ala, how you read. You can read any amount, alhamdulillah, Allah accept. But Allah not ask you how much you read, it's how you read. Some people read a lot of Quran Sharif, but they don't realize that the person from Allah. Agar main surah inna anzalnahu al-ghariyani choti thodi surah, source tilawat karta hu. Just to think on ponder on this, the small small ayahs on that is better than this in the Quran, this continuously. So what is meaning come to ponder? See, one is your inside, one outside. First you have to make your outside ready for the inside to come right. You see, even a small person, if a man wears woman clothing and starts walking around, he becomes like a woman too. The outside affects the inside. So if a woman clothing and starts walking, he's a man. He says, man, what, how can clothing do that? Actually like a woman. Like you find a taku also. If you wear kurta and all that, with a big taku. The kurta will make an effect in him. The kurta must make effect. The outside will effect. You make your child wear all the fancy clothing, Western clothing. Make him wear. You see him looking in the mirror all the time. You see that he's doing all the other actions. And sad to say that, you know, our parents make them wear the little mashallah also. What a thing to say. When a child is wearing that kind of fancy clothing, hey, look. And they compare them with, I don't want to say it. What do you say? So that clothing that child is wearing is affecting the child inside. As if there's a daku also, when you wear the Mawlana's clothing, is affecting him inside. It affects him inside. Now, if he only puts inside right, the defect that he has inside him, then what will become? No, the darkos, no, they went one place. They reckon what was to be. Hey, no, man. We got nothing here. The chief darko, let you go to a mosque. They said, oh, Allah, Allah. They all said, don't mean Allah, Allah. People came. Oh. Not talking to them, and they're not talking to. So, what they were to talk? What is there to talk with them? They have got nothing by them. But they said, while they're sitting down, some people come to me, so you know who these new people, they sit in the mosque, not going out of the mosque. Allah. It so happens you find certain people who are very pious, they come to sit down, they think, you know what, this person is a pious, but let me go and ask him a few questions, sit down by him too. So he went and sat down. So one day he asked the chief, what's your status? Because he was someone with status. Now he said, I got caught now. I'm a chor. I'm a daku. But he asked me, what's my status? See the effect of outside clothing, what it can do to you. He inside is crying to Allah Ta'ala. Say, Ya Allah, you have always healed me. You know who I am, I'm nothing. But do not disgrace me from this person. And in that way, in that way, you can provide so far. Allah Ta'ala raised you very quickly. And he told him, Mazat, I know you have gone very high. That person told him, you have gone very high. And they said, what am I trying to say to you? Your outward must be the better, then the inside also becomes better. So when you read Quran, the outward got the respect. The effect will only come if the outward respect is there. If you don't have the outward respect for the Quran, the effect will never come. First and foremost, you cannot tell the Quran what to do. No matter what it is. Today we are so bad that we leave our car with Quran, not to especially those boys becoming half of the Quran. They leave the Quran in the car. And the car is gone to service. Who touches the Quran? Where you got the respect? You got respect for school books, you got no respect for the Quran. Second, when you go home, when you read the Quran, don't give it high to. You give it low. And some people got the shaitan box, they don't know that. The respect you must have for the Quran is so important. Outside respect. I'm convinced even on the inside, outside first. The Buzugan is in, they should kiss the Quran, put on the head, put on the chest. Show respect for the Quran all the time. Then they should face the Qibla. Alhamdulillah, you can face the Qibla. Not to, you know, sit down on a chair with forced to sit on a chair, sit on a chair, who's talking? Not with the chair. Let's not turn around like this and all. Respect. How you did namaz. When a person did namaz, that is fold his legs, does not fold his legs. Likewise, he could read the Quran. So outwardly it is that you have that difficult, that azmat in the azmat of the Quran. I'm talking to who? Make an intention, I'm talking to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will listen to me, I'm talking to him. Now you ask yourself this question, that in outwardly I'm back. I'm feeling clean, everything clean, but inwardly. That is the most important thing. That this Quran is so great, only Allah allowed us to read this Quran. We know this month that no one could even accept this Quran because of the greatness of it, the greatness of the Quran. No one could accept it. Only insan accepted this thing. And Allah Ta'ala wanted the insan to accept it. Now insan has to show the gratitude and respect that you, Allah, you chose me to read this Quran. How am I supposed to read it? Your heart must be completely, the heart is supposed to be for one and no one else, it's Allah Ta'ala. How come in your heart you still got jealousy for people? How come in your heart you still got pride in you? How come you got all those qualities you're not supposed to have in you? You got in your heart. What kind of Quran you could read? In other words, you keep your heart as clean as possible. Everyone day back. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. That you must become from those who make a lot of tawbah. And always keep yourself inside clean. You keep yourself clean. There's no such thing as without marriage for anyone. What is the reason that you're reading Quran and you got marriage for someone? Whereas you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must have marriage for anyone. And while you're reciting Quran, you're supposed to be engrossed in Allah so much. That you know when you get someone, a person who loves you, who you love too much, when his letter comes for your wife, then you say you go somewhere very far. And then you know, your wife sent you a letter. How you read the letter? You don't want anyone to see the letter. You hide and read the letter. And you are engrossed in another world. That is your wife, you are engrossed in the letter, you read it the way you read the letter, it's unreal. And not only one time, you open the letter. Again you open the letter, 10 times you open the letter. But with respect, mind you, on heart and soul. Likewise, the Quran, when you read the Quran Sharif, you must be so much engrossed in it. We can't read the Quran like the Sahaba Ikram. We can't even read the Quran like the Munashid Gongoi Rahmatullah Ali. When he should read the Quran, see the way he should cry in that because he should ponder on every ayat. He should get in a different condition. People who have heard him, they should be surprised what Quran they should read. They cannot explain what can be. It was a different world he was in, a different world. After all, we know what he was, who he was. After all, what you tell us that when in Makkah Sharif, one person was a Buzru. He saw someone and he said that in your heart you got some woman. So he felt ashamed. He said, yes, at one time I committed this sin. But it's no more there. But every time to give me comfort, I should think of her. Which is not right. So that person he tells her, Bangoi Rahmatullah Ali, that he says, you keep quiet, don't say nothing. But few times you tell him that incident, you think, oh. He said he had to close his eyes to do that. He had to close his eyes. He said, Alhamdulillah, Banda. After insisting so much, he said, he is in India. He said, Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh is in Makkah. I never did anything without his consent. Without his mashallah, for 1 year. He said, then let me tell you something else. For 1 year, I've done nothing without the consent of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just trying to tell you what can't allow the Quran they should read. I don't want you, we cannot be like that, but at least respect the Quran the way that we do, recite the Quran. Only read the Quran, put your mind here and everywhere. When we start in Quran, think very carefully, I'm reading Quran and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must make sure that I will not talk to anyone unless it's very necessary. Read that the Quran. But when we are reciting the Quran, if someone comes next to us, we need the Quran to talk to him. Talking to me, everyone wants to talk to Allah Ta'ala. Talking to me, and all of a sudden you let me talk to that person. What kind of muhabbat is it? If you are really engrossed with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then you make sure you don't turn for 1 minute to that. It mustn't be that you turn away from me. The reason is because when we make kalamullah, we're not thinking how is it going. Some buzuqa they deal before they start the namaz, the Quran will be Allah, this is halfway, and let us follow the Quran. In other words, you're making your mind completely towards the Quran. That every ayat Allah is haq. And I want to follow the command of Allah, everything complete. That person who reads the Quran all the time, he doesn't get old. You can get old, but that is fresh all the time. You'll become old, but that will remain fresh all the time. The enjoyment you get, which you're not supposed to worry about. Would you not suffer the enjoyment you get? Allahu Akbar. Only ask those people who go through that enjoyment. They don't want to stop. Because they had this intention, Ya Allah, you gave me permission to read the Quran, say, I did not give you. What kind of enjoyment you get, you don't know. It is surprising when a person is not tired. If he's tired, it's something else. And he's got the time and he still throws the Quran to something else. If you're tired, you must close the Quran. You mean zikr also, if you're sleepy, you must close the Quran. If you stop zikr. When you see the Quran, you recite the Quran. In the car also, you recite the Quran, see that adab is there. Anyone can pass by to, you don't know who's passing by it. Why? If you read the Quran the way you're supposed to read Quran, and you read namaz, are you supposed to read namaz? You won't know who is in the right, who is the left. You worry for yourself. Respect the Quran in the way you're supposed to respect. Respect the masjid in the way you're supposed to respect. I don't know, in the beginning I told. You find people making zikr in Quran, but their mind is where? Because they're not engrossed. Their mind is somewhere else. Because 24-7 they were all the time in business. The same thing clicking them here too. So when you recite the Quran, you continue to recite the Quran, and now, you know, because of your condition, it will make you say, don't read Quran. And you got the time to read Quran. Continue to read Quran. The more you read Quran, I'm speaking to Allah. I thank Allah, allowed him to read Quran. That person must think that when you read the Quran, say that, you know what, I'm so happy he's allowed me to read Quran. Remember, you did not open the Quran. Allah made you open. If you got this in your heart, Allah made you open the Quran, then why must I close the Quran? I must bring my attention more towards him. He must talk to me more and more. I must read more Quran. Just imagine that is, I should say people who cannot read Quran, they say, just open the Quran, look at it only. Look at it. Allah has been so kind to us, Nabi Karim was so kind to us, that this Taraweeh is a blessing for those people who cannot read Quran. It's a blessing if they only respect this Taraweeh. And they come from the beginning right to the end, Buddhists say, Allah, I cannot read the Quran, but I come to listen to the Quran. You don't know. I'm only coming to listen to the Quran. Is that bahana? He can want the Quran for 10 weekends. If he only knows about it, only one Allah look at the intention. Is your intention Allah knows? We got no respect. Sorry to say that. Sorry to say that. We got no respect. The true respect we're supposed to have, we haven't got that. Have you had the true respect? You don't know what Allah will not do for you. Allah will do everything for you. So the azmat of the Quran seems to know. You have to have this. Sometimes tears come from your eyes too. Sometimes no tears come. That's not important. Some people say, I'm not crying at all. But you're not crying not at all, but your heart must cry. Me at times a person doesn't tear at all, but his heart is tearing off. So today's majlis was this. As far as possible. First is I mentioned about insan. how to forego your comfort to comfort others, as far as no matter what it is. Especially at home is more important. Maharaj should tell us, outside don't call that comfort. That friend of yours, because of your friendship with him, you look at his comfort. If he tells you the worst things too, you'll overlook it. You won't say anything. Inside your house of comfort. Your brothers and your sisters, you forego your comfort. To be good to them, your wife. Those who are most close at home, to show them that comfort. Then inshallah, outside comfort will be there. When the habit comes into your life to be comfortable and to show comfort to anyone, everyone, that will always remain with you. A person with his habit of all the time preventing his eye from seeing wrong, all the time, then when he go Makkah or Medina, same, he'll prevent his eyes from seeing the wrong. But if a person got bad habit to see the wrong things in his eyes in this world, in this place, and he go Makkah and keep away from it, can he do that? So everything that is like that, that you make a habit of this kind to forego your comfort to comfort others for everyone. See, one is a person who does for certain people, then for certain people. That is not called comfort. One is a habit for everyone. A poor man comes to you, make salam. A rich man comes to you, make salam. Not that is you're different of anyone, but a comfort for everyone the same. That is the most important. If you scold the rich, the poor man, you scold the rich man the same way too. As a Tani Rahmatullah. One day, one very big person came to meet him. All the students were there. All the students were there. Now, because this very big man came, he looked at him for a few minutes. But he told his students, you are important to me, not him. Front of that rich man. No matter how important you are, they are more important to me too than you. He's cooking the cover. So the comfort is for everyone the same is with it. Khuda kareke, inshallah, if you bring this in our lives, forego your comfort. From now you must make up your mind, now you are too. My son did not bring my food on time yet. Forego it. Forego it. You gave an order to her to give this food. Something else came. Forego it. Forego it. That person next door to you, he's snoring so loudly, you can't speak to. Forego your comfort. This is what is wanted in this. This is what? Yes, they love the Quran, mustn't be loudly. Zikr mustn't be loudly, others in the mosque. People don't understand this. People don't understand. Certain people, they come to the mosque, they read loud. Others are there. Everyone recite the Quran, don't hear anyone say one person is loudly. He must understand that we must not discuss disturbance. Zikr also said. Everything. And talking also. A person who got the mutaqib, he must not think of talking. Only talk to Allah Ta'ala, my Allah. This mustn't be done, talk to anyone else. Unnecessary talking. Necessary something else. And someone sick, like khidmat. Otherwise, you do your own work, ibadat. Merging makes me touch on. Khuda kare ke Allah Ta'ala hame is par amal kare tawfeeq nasib karay. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah. Wa fil akhirati hasanah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa rahmatika.